Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Congress is set to craft omnibus legislation to govern the nation's agricultural and food programs, and California farmers and ranchers are offering feedback on what is and isn't working. They turned out in Fresno for a recent informational session on the 2023 Farm Bill reauthorization. State ag representatives called for improved water supplies and infrastructure, enhanced support for innovations in farm technology, and more help in expanding the farm labor workforce. A number of factors are sending up red flags about slowing economic activity and a potential oncoming recession. A CoBank report says inflation is the largest red flag, and the Fed is ready to raise rates until it believes inflation has been controlled. CoBank Vice President Dan Kowalski says warehouse and inventory costs are still rising at near peak levels, and transportation costs are rising at a much higher rate than before COVID. U.S. grain exports in all forms totaled 96 million metric tons during the first 9 months of the current marketing year. The exports to 145 countries are just under the total at the same point last year. Increased grain exports to Mexico, Canada, and Colombia helped to offset year-to-date losses in China and Japan. Those five markets account for almost 70% of grains in all forms commodity exports. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.